This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
Welcome into The Drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive!
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field!
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Well, senior nights are always a very emotional nights, and this one was no different. My only disappointment in tonight is there's not 15,500 fans here which happen to be the best fans in America, which we're not here to celebrate. All those fans and all the Illini around the world that follow us have been a part of seeing the growth of Trent, DeMonte, Zach. They know the ups and downs of what we've been through building this program. And as a coach, man, that's why I do this. These are the proud moments that you have. And we're a long way from being over. But knowing that those guys won't be out here again is pretty emotional. They're the foundation of everything that we've built here. You know, and I talked to the team about Trent Frazier, and all he could do was for the last 2 days is want to guard Teddy Allen, one of the premier offensive players in this league. And, you know, when I think about Trent coming in as a freshman, I'm not sure he could guard a statue. And, you know, and now here he is, one of the elite defenders in the country. And that speaks volumes, I hope, to our freshmen and to what the culture of our program is. It's a great example for the two young guys who played great tonight, and Adam Miller and Andre Corbello. You couldn't be happier for Zach. DeMonte, 4 steals, 7 rebounds, does what he always does, is find a way to fill a stat sheet and impact a game. And, you know, he's going to be one of the top 3 or 4 three-point shooters in the country. And you know, to think about a guy who went so long and didn't make a three, and to see his growth. And so I'm excited for all of those guys. And it took us a little while to kick the rust off tonight in terms of the subtle changes. You know, we run a lot of offense, through IO. And having such a quick turn was challenging. All we did yesterday was really walk through. But we're going to have another quick turn we play in 30 hours in Madison. You know, that's what the league has given us. So it's what we have to do. But, trying to get our guys dialed in offensively and some kind of new roles. Adam Miller, incredible first half. I think everybody could see what he's going to be able to do when he has to step into into that role. And then Corbello almost a triple double. So it was great. Jacob Grandison was terrific. And I thought all around it was a great, great team effort tonight.
That is Brad Underwood. Last night after the game against Nebraska, the Fighting Illini get it done. 17th win of the year.
17-6, I believe you're correct.
I think that's right.
17-6, 13-4 in the league.
There you go. Illinois over Nebraska. Wisconsin is next tomorrow at 1. I mean, it is just rapid-fire games. And you know this because...
I was going to say, I'm exhausted. I didn't even get any tick last night.
You've got to head up to Madison. Are you leaving tomorrow morning?
Bright and early, yep.
Oh, boy. And then, of course, they return home, and then Tuesday at Michigan, Ann Arbor, and then return home and then at Columbus on Thursday against Ohio State.
Saturday.
No, I'm sorry. That's Saturday. I keep thinking that's Thursday. So a little bit
of a break
there.
Yeah, I mean, they've been there. Playing every other day. So yeah. That's just kind of been the trend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just used to it. So I thought, well, what the heck? All right, we've got a lot of Brad Underwood, Trent Frazier, and Andre Curbelo sound that we're going to get to here. And one of the things that, well, I'm going to play Brad 10 here because, and then we're going to have a drink. Because I feel like Brad Underwood needs one.
It's a great call.
And it's just one of those where, to no fault of Illinois, all of a sudden they have all these road games in a row. Not in a row, but Nebraska, you know, kind of interspersed, if you will, if that's a word. But it's almost like Illinois did nothing wrong, but yet, hey, by the way, here's your schedule at the end. Thanks for playing. And I just know that Brad is a guy that has, you know, and he says it in this, that his team, his program has done everything right. And it's not, I don't think that he's blaming everybody else for having any kind of COVID issues. There's not much you can do about that, but I just don't think he's very happy with this. So let's hear from Brad, and then we'll all tip one in honor of Brad Underwood and what he's able to do and what he's been able to do with this Illinois program.
Well, I've got a great staff. You know, and I've had multiple conversations with Josh on a variety of different issues. You're dealing with doctors, you're dealing with trainers, you're dealing with parents, you're dealing with family. You know, all those things make it a little more difficult. But when you've got a great staff who does their job, you know, I haven't slept very much, to be very honest. I didn't sleep at all after the Michigan State game, not a wink. And, probably will not sleep tonight, knowing we've got a game in 30 hours to prepare for. The good thing is we've seen Wisconsin. So, you know, we'll I'm doing fine. I appreciate it. We're going to get through it because I am a tough son of a bitch. If anybody wants to doubt that, they can ask my wife.
How about that one, Josh?
Oh, that was fantastic.
And you not heard that before?
I did. And I forgot about it. And then he just got up and dropped the mic.
That's right.
How about that one, Josh? That was fantastic. More from Brad Underwood on this.
We haven't had a positive test since August. We set 10 days during the regular season healthy. We set another segment 6 days healthy and didn't play games because of games that were canceled and moved. And we're going to do exactly what the league asks us to do. There's a character issue in this, in my opinion. We're all part of a league. We're all part of a something that is a 100-year pandemic, and we're going to take the high road, and yeah, we're a man down, and we're going to fight like hell. And I'm proud of the guys in the locker room because they've been nothing but incredible. And you know, the fact that we got to go on the road and play 5 of 6 and turn around and play in 30 hours when the team we're playing's been off a week. So what? Bring it on. You guys don't know shit.
Yeah. He's got a little fire to him, and I'm liking it. He's a little ornery. Or ornery is the right way to say it, but I think in Illinois we say ornery.
He's fired up. He's not happy, clearly, on a number of reasons with the Big Ten office, and he mentions it there, the fact that they sat out for 10 days because the Big Ten didn't help them out by shuffling the schedule around and slotting a game in, and now it's really backloaded. And also the Michigan situation where they say they're not ready to play. Michigan got a more favorable stretch as far as, number one, they're not going to play a full slate of games.
Right.
When they came back, they played a Sunday, then off till a Thursday, then a Sunday, off till a Thursday.
I mean, it's so obvious. Why is nothing done?
Yeah.
I'm yelling at you, and I don't mean to, but it's so obvious.
I know. And I know here with the Wolverines, their last stretch, they got 4 games in the next 8 days or whatever it may be. But Illinois is in a similar situation.
Yeah.
And like Brad said, they haven't had – it hasn't been on their end
right. That
is scheduled that way. And if you, in a normal year, looked at a schedule and saw 5 of your last 6 are on the road and stacked this closely together, you say that's insane.
Right.
This never happens. So that's frustrating, especially when you start to think about the grind late in the season, what's coming up next with the Big Ten tournament. That all plays into it. And oh, by the way, you're missing your best player right now.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I guess if nothing else, the chance to play back-to-back-to-back essentially games day after day after day kind of does get you prepared a little bit for the Big Ten tournament, which you go back-to-back, or the NCAA tournament where you play off play. So in a sense, I guess Brad could maybe use that as a tool to say, hey, guys, you know, we can whine about it, we can cry about it, or we can just figure out that this is what it's going to be like. So, you know, you played a game at Minnesota, you had to come right back against Michigan State, which would be similar to an NCAA tournament. Well, that didn't go well. But you played Michigan State, you came right back against Nebraska, you played pretty well, albeit without Io. So it's hard to kind of make a judgment on that. So I understand and I get where Brad's coming from. He's got to be frustrated. These coaches don't sleep anyway.
Yeah, and he's got to talk to us every day.
Right.
He's literally talked to us every single day, and he opens the press conference today. I know we don't have the audio, but I can just share it with you. He's like, I've seen you guys more than my wife. I've seen you more than my daughters. And I'll be honest, some of you aren't that good looking.
Is that what he said? I love it. Oh, that's awesome.
So he's been pretty funny and ornery, like you said.
And that's fun, man. That's fun, especially when you're winning. You've won 17 games. You're top five right now in the country. I don't know how that'll play once the seeding or the whatever that is. Top 25 is announced again later this weekend, but a chance to beat Wisconsin tomorrow and kind of hang on hopefully to that fifth spot because teams behind you have been losing as well. All right, so we have listened to Brad, and we're going to get more into with what Brad had to say. And also with Trent and Andre Curbelo, we're going to give you an Io update. Brad talked about Io and kind of what he expects out of him, when he might play again, and we'll do all of that. And also, by the way, if he's heard anything from the Big Ten about the incident, about the Big Ten office, is Kevin Warren working? Does he work? What does he do? That's he doesn't talk about that, but we wonder about that. But until then, why don't we tip one to, I guess they're 21, DeMonte and Trent. So I don't really like to do that to an athlete. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're 21, so if they want to partake, they can. Otherwise, let's just tip one to Brad Underwood for what he's been through already this season and what he's been able to accomplish with this Illinois basketball program. Brad, here's to you. Come back. What is the update on Io DeSumo? And has Brad talked to the Big Ten and heard anything?
We'll also tell you the Illini basketball Twitter account sent some pictures as the team was boarding the plane.
Was Io
headed there or not?
Okay. That is breaking news when we return. We'll do it next. It's The Drive. Yeah.
Breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is having great deals in-store for all Illini Nation. For a limited time only, take advantage of their polo blowout sale. All polos are marked down 30%. Great deals on Illini hats as well. Buy one hat, get the second 50% off. You won't find better deals on Illini gear anywhere. Shop with Game Day Spirit at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online, GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, we're Illini fans. And shot.
Gerber Collision and Glass offers contact-free estimates and repairs. Our top priority is the health and safety of our customers and team members. That's why our drop-and-go services include three flexible options for repairing your vehicle without having to walk into one of our shops. You can schedule an appointment for drop-off, arrange a contact-free curbside estimate, or send us photos of the damage for an online estimate. Learn more and find your location at GerberCollision.com. Get it to Gerber.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sarah Champagne is growing. The same quality, the same neighborhood, but a new name, new brands, and new opportunities. Here's Executive Manager Ben Quattrone.
At Sarah Champagne, you're not just a customer, you're our guest. And we're proud to serve the great folks of Central Illinois. Please visit one of our four fantastic locations, and we'll service your current vehicle or help you find your next dream car.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Visit sarahchampagne.com. That's S-E-R-R-A champagne.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lonte and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Now it's Friday and we're heading to the club. Oh, wait, we don't do that anymore. One of these days. Joe's, like, is that kind of a dance place, right?
Yes.
Is it open? Are there people dancing with masks?
I don't know that.
We're playing basketball with masks.
Hans is shaking his head up. He knows. Hans? He knows what's up.
Joe's is open.
It is?
Yeah.
Do you get bottle service at Joe's?
Of course.
Just walk in and they're like, yeah, Hans?
Bud Light bottles.
Hans, your Bud Light is on ice. Will Mr. Tay be joining you tonight?
Of course.
Not again. No, for the 50,000th straight weekend. Hans, I have questions for you. Aeronautical questions. I liked that word that I used earlier.
That was a lot of points to that.
Came out of nowhere.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. So, Hans, I got delayed twice, and I won't say the name of the
airline,
because I don't think that's fair, because I could easily have 15 straight flights on that airline and not have a problem. But it wasn't weather delayed, so the first delay was 2 hours we sat on a plane at O'Hare because another plane was a little bit late, and then they could not get the luggage out. The door would not, it was ajar. Is that the right word? It just wouldn't open. So that was frustrating. And the captain even said, to you guys back there that don't check bags, you can only imagine how it would feel to get to the airport where you're going and your bag's not arrived for 6 hours. And I'm like, well, yeah, except that I've got a connecting flight in 30 minutes. And I can tell you how it feels like when I have to spend the damn night in Denver and then not fly out until the next morning, right? So I was a little bit peeved at the captain for saying that. And when I went by him, I normally always say, thank you, guys. And I went by him and I just stared at him. And I wasn't sure which one the captain was, but I just looked at him through my mask. And they're like, he's doing the, and I'm like, whatever.
They knew you were pissed
They
off.
Knew that I was peeved.
Yeah.
Although I did make the connecting flight. Now, on the way home, we sat for an hour because somebody noticed the tire was flat, or a little bit flat, and the stem was broken on it, so they had to change the tire. So here's my question.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought we would have to get off the plane for them to change a tire, but we didn't. So they can actually change the tire while we're on the plane.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I mean, they've got, like, a lot of wheels. Well, it depends on the plane, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do it.
Have you guys ever noticed how big a plane is and how small the wheels are? Like,
when you go up and stand next to, like, the nose gear, it's, like, 6 or 7 feet tall.
The tires?
Well, the tire's probably, like, 4 feet.
Oh, okay.
And then the whole thing is 7 feet.
You look at this huge plane and you see these little tires, and I'm like, how does that work? Yeah. Like, how much stress is on these tires every time they hit the runway? I don't know.
Just a lot. I think they change them out pretty frequently.
All the time, I would assume. I've always said it's the best sound ever is when you're on your descent and you hear the... I'm like, yes! Tires are down! I mean, because really, if they don't go down, you're kind of screwed.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So that's like the biggest thing for me on a flight is hearing those tires go down. And I'm like, all right, we're going to make it.
I love the takeoff part.
Yeah.
You just...
Yeah, that is true.
Every time I take off, it's like...
That's got to be really cool. That's got to be cool. That is. I agree. All right, Hans.
We got to fly with Hans sometime.
We do.
This summer.
He needs a few more hours in my mind.
Fair enough.
And then we'll get to that. Hans, we'll see you at 5:30, my friend.
Sounds good.
Hans D. Finally arrived about 35 minutes late today. No, it's longer than that, I think. It doesn't matter. Whatever. It's over. All right. Io DeSumo. Is he playing tomorrow? You don't know, Derek.
I do not know. They sent out some pictures as the team was boarding the flight. Io was not one of the players pictured, which you can understand.
Yeah.
Why, even if he's there, be a little coy about it. But I have no expectation that he's going to play tomorrow.
Maybe they're throwing shade at Wisconsin, not letting them know if he's on the plane.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay. So, well, it'll be interesting if he does. And I think, like you said yesterday, probably won't play last night, which he didn't, and probably won't play Saturday against Wisconsin and maybe against Michigan. You'll have him back. Brad Underwood touched on that after the game.
I'll leave that all up to the doctors. I'm not... you know, there's obviously, more issues than happened from the incident. And we'll leave all that to the doctors. We're not going to do anything to jeopardize that young man's career. He's the National Player of the Year. You know, he didn't get to play his last game tonight in State Farm Center. That I'm really sad for. You know, his jersey should hang in these rafters someday. And so, you know, we'll do everything we can to expedite that process, but we will never jeopardize his health and well-being. And you know, there's some other issues that, you know, when they involve the head and the face and all that, it's sensitive.
We've been over it. Same dude hit Kofi on the head. No, I think they called a foul there, did they?
There was a foul, and they reviewed whether it would be flagrant, and they said
no.
No.
And then when Io got hit, no foul, amazingly, and they did review it, and they ejected the guy that had done it twice. I wonder if they sat there and said, wasn't he the one that hit Kofi on the head? And if that led to the ejection, or if just that play led to the ejection.
I think the play itself was good enough for the ejection, right. But... It could have been a thought. I'm sure they recognized who it was.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably true. So now the answer or the question is, what has the Big Ten, if anything, done about this? Brad Underwood, you guys asked him last night, the media, about if he's heard from the office.
I have no idea. I can't concern myself with the league. I'll be very honest. I'm going to leave that to Josh. A precedent was set last year, in my opinion, with flagrant twos. I think they all get reviewed. They all go to, I don't know, some committee or somebody. I don't even know the process, because last year when Allen got suspended for his flagrant two, I didn't receive a call from anybody. You know, it was 3 or 4 days after before that happened. Obviously, with the league schedule that's going on right now, Michigan State, I think, is playing. So I don't know if anything had even been ruled on today, but flagrant twos do go to a committee, so that'll be the league office, and I'm not going to comment any more about it because I've got no say in it.
Yeah, and you know, Derek, I mean, and a lot of people are saying it. Let's just move on, and I agree. You just kind of move on. The problem is you're moving on without Io right now, so there's a constant reminder, and it will be probably one tomorrow in Madison that just move on. Except, oh, by the way, your best player is not playing. So how do you move on? You know, and really, what penalty could happen that's going to make you feel better? I mean, at this point,
yeah,
whatever happens to Michigan State's player, they're not going to give a penalty, like you said, to Tom Izzo or the program. So whatever happens to that player who really gives nothing to that team except for what he did, I guess that's the point you move on from if you're Illinois and you just don't worry about what happens to him.
Yeah, I know that it was kind of a chuckle amongst the media last night. Sissoko had went in the first half against Ohio State, and I think he was back out in like 56 seconds with two fouls. I
mean, unreal.
That's kind of what he does.
Yeah.
But yeah, at this point, it's all about when Io can come back. It's not about – Illini fans would feel a little bit of satisfaction in terms of some punishment further.
I agree.
But I think it's a tough one. It's not a clear cut as far as judging intention.
Yep. How do you know it's intentional?
I know that the result kind of, I just don't know you're going to get the eye for an eye type
That's
deal,
fair.
You know?
That's fair. I agree with that. Now, one other thing that Brad is salty about is Kofi and the way that they're abusing Kofi and sometimes getting fouls, but he touched on that and the frustrations on Kofi.
Yeah, I can do is try to keep him calm. I think his technical tonight was probably a level of frustration that was a carryover from the last game. And Kofi doesn't do that. That's not Kofi. That's when I know that there's tremendous, you know, frustration on his part. He's the most abused player in college basketball. It's not even close. And we go through this thing every day and we look at stuff and, you know, because he doesn't flop, because he doesn't wail away with his arms and fall down, you know, my goodness, Miles Dredd dislocated his shoulder, taking a swing at him, and Kofi never flinched. And there becomes a level of frustration. And so, you know, I'm going to fight for him. I'm going to continue to do that. And he can't be refereed differently because he's 300 pounds and bench presses 450 and squats the building. You know, he's a terrific player. He's a better young man. And we saw a little bit of his frustration tonight mount up. And that's not Kofi. That's not Kofi's personality. He's a kind-hearted, gentle kid.
Count me in as a guy that does not want on the other end of a Kofi frustration. He is humongous. I can't imagine if he actually got mad at you.
I mean, he was upset last night.
He was.
And there was one moment where he kind of gave the flinch.
Oh.
Like, guys, the fist starts to move a little bit, like it's going to cock back. And it reminded me of the Shaq and Brad Miller.
Oh, yes.
Like, there was like a split second in Kofi's mind, like, I might swing on. All right, no, I shouldn't.
But just so you know, it could happen.
It could happen.
That's one of those, just to let you know, I flinched there. Or I didn't flinch, but I kind of started to go. I like that. I like that idea. All right, last night's two freshmen took over this game. Adam Miller had 16 in the first half, finished with 18, but set the tone for that game. And then Andre Curbelo, two assists shy of a triple-double. How does he get so many rebounds?
I don't know. That was a big point of emphasis to step up because Io's a guy that's been racking them up as far as going to the glass, and Brad has really pushed his guards because when guards rebound like that, it's an automatic start on the transition break.
No doubt.
Curbelo can grab it and go. And that was impressive for him to go hunt those and be able to help out Kofi, make sure you're not giving up second chance opportunities for him to complement that with some scoring, getting to the rim and finishing.
Yep.
And then also, I mean, four of his assists were to Kofi, a couple for dunks. One was on SportsCenter top 10.
Yeah.
The over the head
that
and the one hand catch for Kofi and throwing it down. It was fun. It was fun to see Curbelo. Had a couple of moments that you're just like, oh, man. But they didn't stack together. He was able to take one and then make a good play and get back to being on as a net positive, you would say. I mean, in a big way.
I have a theory on why guards can rebound well, but we'll play that after Trent Frazier talked about the two freshmen.
It's incredible. I mean, you know, Bello and Ace, those two are, you know, one of the hardest workers on the team. You know, they're very competitive. And I just love that, you know, that the focus, the attention to details, you know, these guys, they're always asking questions. You know, Bello always, you know, asking questions on what I can do better, you know, do you like this pass? You know, everything, you know, so their ability of wanting to learn, you know, from veterans is incredible. And, you know, there's no ceiling for them right now. You know, they're just going to keep getting better every day. And, you know, they're always going to rise to, you know, the level of a competition or task that's, you know, in their way.
Yeah, I knew. Coaches were telling me, some of my teammates were telling me as well. But, you know, I knew we had the game already. So I was just trying to get guys going. You know, Tyler came in, everybody came in. So, and that's how I play. I try to lift everybody up. You know, obviously was trying to get it done, but it didn't happen. I wasn't worried about it. You know, I was just, you know, that long pass to Trent, threw it too hard. But he was wide open. You know, I was just trying to find guys and keep lifting them up because, to get the W for my teammates, my seniors, Hayo. You know, he was out. They were preaching like guys had to step up, and you know, guys stepped up today. And I think that's what it's all about. And that was my mindset today, just going out there, trying to get the W for my seniors, for those, I mean, everybody on the team, because at the end of the day, that's what matter in today's game.
Dose. That is Andre Curbelo, of course, who had a monster game last night. And he was front and center to watch Adam Miller have 16 in the first half. And as Derek said, 6 of 7 from 2 points, right? From and not beyond the arc, in other words. And I think he made 2 threes.
He did, yep.
Like 2 of 8, I think, was the final call. So a great night overall from Adam Miller. We didn't hear from him after the game, but here's Curbelo talking about Adam Miller and also Brad Underwood on if he had to say anything to Ace regarding a the fact that Io's out and he needed to play special. Curbelo first.
I expect a lot from Adam every single day. I expect Adam to play good every single day. He's that kind of guy. He works really hard. Like Trent said, had a great night today. I think he helped us a lot, stepped up. I think everybody stepped up, but going back to Adam, like really, really good kid, works extremely hard. And, you know, having every time we, you know, when we have our team, obviously it's going to be a little more quiet just because all the guys are experienced and then they're going to get shots down the road. But, I think it was a good test for us today. We didn't have him, but we've been saying here, that didn't matter, and we was just focusing and sticking to details, scouting report details, game plan details, and I think we was just extremely, extremely locked in, and I think everybody had a great game, and Adam just, you know, had a hell of a night, and I know he's capable of doing that every day, and, I expect it from him every night.
You know, I think he knew. You know, good players know, you know, and you know, the one thing about Adam is, you know, you don't have to say a lot. He's got great instincts. He's got a great feel. I came out early. It's one of the great things about, you know, about the only great thing about not having fans is I come out before the game and I can watch our guys and, you know, 90 minutes, 100 minutes before the game, you know, Ace is in there, and I mean, he's got a full lather up, and he's going, and the juices are flowing. You see his bounce and his energy. There was no need to have to say anything.
That is Brad Underwood on basically, does he need to say anything to Adam Miller? Were you expecting Adam to do what he did last night?
I expected him to come out more aggressive.
Yes.
I knew that he was going to have to. I think that was pretty clear. And, yeah, against the Nebraska team, you would hope that that was the result.
And he's got a little bit of what Io has, doesn't he? He's got a little Io in him.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a big-time competitor, a lot of confidence. And there's a lot to his game. We've seen him try to play and settle into his role as a catch-and-shoot guy to surround Io and Kofi. But he can create for himself. And nothing that he showed last night was like, I had never seen that out of him before. That was,
right.
That was Adam Miller as a top 50 prospect at Morgan Park and one of the most gifted scorers in that class. So it was good to see that get unlocked for him. And really, it'd be great when Io comes back for Adam to still kind of look for those opportunities to make those plays too.
Totally agree with you. Last thing we're going to touch on from Brad Underwood, Jacob Grandison just, again, does his thing. And I know you had written in your article that Grandison probably played his best game against... I forgot.
It might have been Jeremy's article. Because I would hope I remember what I said.
Was it player grades?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Jeremy.
I'm sorry. I can't remember the game that Grandison.
He had a double-double against Iowa.
That's what it was.
11 and 10.
Okay. That's what it was. And last night he had what? 14?
14 and 7. 4 on the offensive glass.
Unbelievable. And that is somebody that I said in hour one. How I love how he just keeps plays alive. I think that's his best attribute on this team. I know we enjoy the three-pointers, don't get me wrong, and we love the rebounds, but the fact that he just keeps plays alive, I just love that. And Brad Underwood touched on that.
Man, he's elite. He is elite. You guys are seeing what we saw last year all the time in practice. And you know, that that stuff that wins NCAA tournament games is some nights when that ball doesn't go in and you crash the glass and you get offensive rebounds. And, you know, he is so fast and his tenacity is great. And I loved it. I'm excited as heck to see that continue. And he was terrific tonight.
And he's going to need to be terrific again tomorrow night. Since he's been inserted in the lineup, Illinois is, what, 8-1? And, okay, I don't want to say that's all Jacob Grandison being inserted into the starting lineup, but certainly he has played his role. Illinois now plays a Wisconsin team that Io triple-doubled against earlier this year. Did he also triple-double against Nebraska?
It was also, who was the other team?
It must Minnesota. Not have. It was Minnesota. That was my fault because yesterday I said that he had triple doubled against Nebraska and I was wrong.
No, he had 31.
That's okay. So, oh, by the way, he didn't triple double. He just had 31.
Wow moment.
No doubt. So you're getting ready to play a Wisconsin team, and let's say Illinois will not have Io. Now that you kind of know what you are getting from Wisconsin, I mean, let's be honest. If there's one team on a quick turnaround, not that you don't need to prepare for Wisconsin, but you know what they do. I mean, if you've played Wisconsin the last 20 years, you know exactly what they do. So in that sense, it's a little bit of a break, I'd say, for Illinois. But how do you think this team will react on the road now without Iowa, especially against a Wisconsin team that's probably hungry for a win?
Yeah, absolutely. Wisconsin, in their last nine, they've only won four. They're 4-5 in their last nine. So for a team that was preseason top five, that's not playing up to their standard.
It's weird.
It is. It is a little odd. And I guess when you kind of look at their roster, it's more of what you might expect. Now, this was a team that shared the Big Ten title last year. So their interior with Potter and Reavers are not playing up to the standards you would hope. Reavers in particular has really struggled.
He has.
And they cannot handle Kofi. So that part of the matchup remains the same. Now, Io has been a matchup nightmare for them because of he's much more athletic,
yep,
ability to make plays, pick and roll wise. Curbelo's still quick enough where I don't think Wisconsin has anyone that can stay in front of him, but they're just so disciplined that if he's going to get loose with the ball, they're going to take advantage of those opportunities. So you want to see him be able to make the right plays, Adam find his spots, because Wisconsin, I mean, you look at their defensive efficiency, they're top 10 in the country. They're going to make things tough.
Exactly.
Defensively. I would expect this to kind of be a pretty ugly game,
okay,
because Wisconsin can sure be ugly to watch offensively as well. I just think you got to hope that they're not making threes in that particular game. You can let Kofi dominate, but fully expect them to just send everything at Kofi, which is, you say that about every single team.
Are they going to muck it up like Brad said against Michigan State?
Possible.
Yeah, I think so too.
But just to send a lot of attention his way and make guys on the perimeter beat them.
Yeah. Now, obviously, Wisconsin must, I haven't seen every game, but they must not be shooting from the three-point line at a clip that we're used to Wisconsin shooting from. And I know in the game here at State Farm Center, they had so many shots, and you're like, oh, they missed it.
Yeah,
and it was
4 for 24 from three.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Wow. And that really, to me, was the reason that Illinois took care of Wisconsin here. And obviously, Io going for a triple-double, maybe that was probably the biggest reason. But certainly them missing a lot of threes. I just don't feel like they'll do that at Madison. Aren't they the only team to use a different basketball at home? Haven't we talked about that? They use like a Wilson or something.
You're right.
Is that right? And then everybody else in the Big Ten uses whatever else. I can't think right now. It's not coming to my head, but it's weird.
Spalding,
yeah. Or maybe it's,
or maybe it is.
Maybe Wisconsin uses a Spalding.
Nike
else.
Ball. Is Nike. What Han says.
Oh, Nike ball. That's what Wisconsin uses. No. All right.
Because Wisconsin's an Adidas.
Oh,
they're Adidas now?
They're an Adidas school, but they might use Spalding or whatever.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Maybe that's it.
And then Illinois and most other teams use Nike.
Okay. Maybe Hans could effort that and have that for us when we got Who You Got, which is coming up, by the way, Hans.
Yeah.
Who You Got? Somebody did ask, can Hans fly if the show broadcasts remotely, like from spring training, and are there extra seats on the flight? How many flights or how many seats if Trevor, Piper, and I joined you in the biggest plane you're allowed to fly? And we had all the, stuff we had to take. Would there be room for anyone else?
I think there would be two extra seats.
Okay. We can raffle those off.
I'm allowed to fly a single engine land complex aircraft.
Okay.
So that's a pretty broad.
Can I be your co-pilot?
Yeah.
Up front?
Yeah, you can do all the radio calls.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I'll have it on there, and do I have to click the button like, God, this is Cessna 48.3
yep.
calling into Fort Lauderdale. Cessna 48.3 Fort Lauderdale. Check. Is that how they do it?
Like he's done it
yeah,
before.
That's like exactly it. Sounds pretty good.
Not bad?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do the radio calls then. They'll be like, come again on where you're at. Yeah, we are at Fort Lauderdale. And Hans is like, no, we're not. We're in Nashville. Don't be saying that. I'd be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't joke on the air. All right, when we come back, who you got? Hans will let us know if Wisconsin uses a different ball and what kind it is. It's the drive.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Here's Scott Allen, manager of Paxton Hardware and Rental, to tell you about his store.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just a nice small-town hardware store who really cares about our community and really cares about our customers. All we want to do is provide you with the best service we can, the best products we can, the best selection we can.
Paxton Hardware and Rental has everything you could need.
It's an awful lot, though. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but we can find it for you.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service for Paxton Hardware and Rental.
We're at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to experience their infamous torture test firsthand.
Oh, you weren't kidding. This is cold. I'm surrounded by HVAC units covered in a layer of ice and snow. I get it. It's hard to stop a train.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local Train dealer.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Played it again. It's the most subdued elevator music we got, Kodak Black, and I played it again, Hans.
I mean, I gave you multiple songs.
That. Start it. Riot. About the box. Roddy Rich, wasn't he a wrestler?
It's
Roddy Piper.
Yeah, yep, there
that's
it is.
Right, that's right.
Relative.
That's so true. All right, Hans D, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hit us, who you got? Friday, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't here last Friday.
No. You were down south.
How did we go on?
Yeah. I don't know if I was south.
Southwest,
I
west.
Was, yeah, southwest.
West, southwest.
It was 77 degrees, I think.
Oh, geez.
Sun was out. The beer dye tables were just calling my name. And I learned how to play beer dye. Mm. And I'm bad at it, Hans.
Not surprised.
And we didn't do a job coming in,
no,
did we?
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm.
All right. First up, we've got NHL. On.
Okay, let's go.
The Blues take on the San Jose Sharks.
Sharks. Blues, they're horrible right now. Vladdy Tarasenko, by the way, skated in practice. That's big news if he comes back. You don't even have to say anything more about this game. Sharks.
Okay. I had a fun fact about San Jose.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
They've got the world's largest playable Monopoly board.
Really?
Hmm.
Now, see, I'd like that. I like Monopoly.
All right.
I'll tell you with the Sharks.
Okay.
Next up, the Red Wings.
Ooh,
at
that's
the Blackhawks. Who you got?
How about the Hawks are 11-6
yeah, what's
and
up
4.
With that?
They've got a lot of rookies that are playing well. The Hawks are starting to kind of, I mean, if you're a Hawks fan, you're starting to look ahead going, okay, I see where you're at. I'll go Hawks.
Blackhawks, yeah.
Boom.
I'm with you.
Next up, NBA.
What's going on with the Bulls?
They're respectable. That's what's up.
Yeah.
It's actually fun to watch.
Suns at Chicago Bulls. The Bulls are 15-6, but Phoenix is favored by 7.
Are these two games tonight?
I think these are
the
tomorrow.
Bulls is.
Oh. I'm going Suns here. Suns are good.
Yeah, they're really good. Bulls have won the last 3.
Oh.
I think they cover. Bulls plus 7.
Oh.
But the Suns will get it done. Shout out to Zach LaVine, Billy Donovan.
Yeah.
How about a competent basketball team?
No doubt.
It's actually been decent to watch.
Is Utah the best team in basketball?
Yes.
They're good.
I mean, best regular season team in basketball.
Oh, okay. That's fair. They won't beat the Lakers.
I wouldn't go that far quite yet.
Okay.
Next up, the Cavaliers at the 76ers.
Nah.
Philly's favored by 10.5.
Of course they are. This is not your LeBron James's Cavs, kids. I'll go Sixers. Joel Embiid, did he score 50 the other night?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's playing because sometimes he doesn't play. Sometimes Ben Simmons doesn't play. Tobias Harris always plays. I'll go Sixers.
Philly's awesome at home. Embiid, one of the shortlist candidates for the MVP. Take the Sixers.
Next up, men's basketball.
Mm.
We have Purdue at Penn State. Purdue's 10-6, but Penn State's 5-11. Penn State's only favored by 1.5 points.
Stinky smelly.
Yes.
That's what Trevor sent to us. A stinky smelly money line. Or no, it wouldn't be money line.
You could take Purdue money line.
Yeah.
For plus money.
At Penn State. Penn State's not going to the tournament. The tournament.
This is tough.
This is. I'll go Purdue. I trust Purdue more than I trust Penn State. Is that fair?
Yes.
I'll go Purdue.
I'll take the bait and take Purdue. This one's telling you to take Purdue because of the better team.
Right.
But I don't feel great about it.
Okay.
Next up, Minnesota at Nebraska.
Minnesota.
Nebraska is 1-14 in the Big Ten. And they just beat... who was that they just beat?
The one team they beat?
Yeah.
They beat Penn State.
That's it.
Oh, that's not a win.
Where's this game?
At Nebraska.
Is it at Minnesota?
I see what you're doing here.
Yeah. Is it at Minnesota?
No.
I'll take Nebraska.
Well, the funny thing is you can't even use the at Minnesota anymore. They just lost to Northwestern at home.
I know.
Minnesota squarely on the bubble.
I'll take Minnesota, actually.
They need this win.
They've got to win this.
Really badly.
And probably a game in the tournament. Big yep. Ten tournament.
I'll take the Gophers.
Okay.
Just because they're desperate.
Next up, Michigan State.
We're not talking about them. We're skipping to the next game.
Yep. I'll save that for the last one, then. No.
You guys don't know shit.
I don't want to talk about Michigan State.
They're playing Maryland. Maryland going to beat them?
Maryland.
Michigan State.
Maryland.
Shame, Derek.
No doubt.
I'm sorry.
Hey, are the Spartans going to win again this year, Brett?
No.
All right.
Next up, we have number 2 in the nation, Baylor, at 17, Kansas. Who you got?
Baylor. Baylor's too good. And they got that one scare out of their system. Kansas will give them a game. I'll still take Baylor to win by about 8.
Yeah, Baylor had the scare against Iowa State.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I almost lost 50 on that one, by the way.
Ooh.
And then waited the next night to lose 50 to Virginia and Carolina. Thanks, guys.
It happens. Kansas has been playing better of late. I can't bet against Baylor. Just can't.
Amen. Are we going to have Baylor and Gonzaga both undefeated starting the tournament? Is the 76 Indiana team, I think there's a threat to that. Is anybody talking about that? Am I the only idiot talking about that? I may be. All right, Hansi.
Next up, number 3.
Indiana.
Michigan.
We don't like them.
12-1 in the Big Ten at Indiana.
I think Indiana wins this. I swear to you, I think they win this. They're not going to the tournament. I think they're going to beat Michigan.
I think Michigan's going to take a loss before the end of the season.
Yeah.
One of these next 4. I mean, Illinois, Michigan State twice. I would say that those are more likely than Indiana. And for that reason, I'll pick the Wolverines in this
one. That's probably.
But they're not just going to just steamroll everybody. They're going to have.
Right.
They're human.
Yeah, I agree. I think Indiana wins that game.
Okay.
Next up,
Iowa.
Number 9, Iowa.
Ah.
At number 4, Ohio State.
I never thought I'd hear you so excited to pick Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa. I think Iowa wins this game.
Ohio State.
Ah. Play along, Derek.
I know. I stink.
No, you're right. Ohio State's probably going to win.
If Iowa won, but like Garza just did a bad job in the game, like that
just
would be nice.
Did a bad job. All right, we're going to hold off. Illinois, Wisconsin next, but things to do.
Let me tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They have the knowledge and expertise to survey your business's laundry needs and implement a cleaning chemical program that will provide you with outstanding results. And best of all, it won't break your budget. CMI strives to have clean, soft linen that keeps the customers coming back. At Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, they pride themselves on their service to keep the customer from having minimal downtime. Contact Betsy and Brad today, 217-359-6262, or online at cmiclean.com.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.